what's happening locally. The news.
And let's take this morning's look, shall we? Some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The Tribunal Electoral announced that the first debate with the candidates for the presidency of the Republic will be next Monday, the 26th of February. The event had to be held this Wednesday, but the Tribunal Electoral announced on Sunday last that it was postponed in order to guarantee that the candidates who will be on the ballot can participate. The new debate is recorded in Decree 13, published in Electoral Bulletin 5573-A, a document in which it is noted that only presidential candidates have the right to participate, according to the provisions of Article 275 of the Electoral Code. Candidates who decide not to attend will have the space assigned to them empty, according to the rules of each debate, it is added. For the first debate, whose production and organization is in charge of the University of Panama and TVN Media, five rounds of questions were designed with the following topics: citizen insecurity, sustainable development, Social Security Fund, quality education, and unemployment. The second presidential debate is going to be held on the 13th of March, and it will be organized by the Panamanian Debating Association with the production of Sir TV in the participatory public modality. It will take place at the Bastia High Performance Center in David, Chiriquí. Well, the third debate will be done on the 17th of April. The host will be the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, and the production will be in the hands of Corporación Medcom. It will take place at the Ana Yancey Theatre of the Atlapa Convention Centre. The time of the three debates will be at 7:30 p.m. They will be televised and on a national network. The Tribunal Electoral postponed the debate after a letter sent by Mariel Gordon, presidential candidate for free nomination, in which she protested because they had allowed José Raúl Molino, who is technically still the vice presidential candidate of the party Realizing Goals and Alliance, participate in place of Ricardo Martinelli, currently sentenced, of course, to 10 years and 8 months in prison for money laundering in the New Business case. Gordon expressed that the decision contradicted the electoral regulations that establish the exclusivity of presidential candidates in debates. She maintained that in the absence of presidential candidates, the space should be left empty. The appointment of officials from the General Directorate of Revenue, the DGI, to investigate tax fraud, granting them absolute powers ranging from carrying weapons to making arrests, has divided the opinion of several lawyers, those who believe that the entity is overreaching in its functions and those who consider that it acts in accordance with the norm. On the afternoon of this Monday, lawyer Ernesto Cedeño visited the Third Administrative Litigation Chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice to present five annulment requests, in which he requests the suspension of the five resolutions with which the prosecutors with supreme powers. Cedeño requested the immediate suspension of Article 2, Paragraph 6 and 7 of the resolutions, in which the appointed prosecutors are given power to carry out raids, investigations and provisional seizures, in addition to carrying out arrests, searches and carrying weapons. According to Cedeño, this article invades powers. Everything that is arrest and apprehension should be, in his opinion, a matter of the Criminal Procedure Code. Furthermore, he explains that the permit to carry weapons, well, that falls on the Ministry of Security. I'm asking the court that Article 2, Paragraph 6 and 7 of the five resolutions of the DGI be suspended immediately. It will be in the hands of the magistrates to decide if the request complies with the law, Cedeño told La Prensa. In fact, with this opinion, Publio de Garcia, head of the Revenue Office, responded to the attacks of his management on social networks. The resolutions now demanded explain that the appointment is made based on Article 1 of Cabinet Decree No. 109 of the 7th of May of 1970, modified by Law 33 of the 30th of June of 2010, and the Tax Procedure Code, which the Director of Revenue is assigned powers to investigate administrative tax evasion and criminal tax fraud. Publio Cortes, former Director of Revenue, consolidated his opinion on the fact People think that this was invented in the recent resolutions issued by the DGI, but this is not the case. These are old standards. The Public Ministry reported on Monday that so far 5 bodies have been recovered, 4 of them minors, after the shipwreck of a boat with migrants, while another 4 people are still missing. Last Wednesday, the 14th of February, the National Border Service, Centrefront, announced that a boat with irregular migrants shipwrecked in the waters of the Carreto community in the Gunayala region. The Public Ministry highlights that the Municipal Office of Gunayala, in collaboration with the National Aeronaval Service, Centrefront and the Institute of Legal Medicine and Forensic Sciences, has managed to recover 5 lifeless bodies of foreigners, including 4 minors. According to authorities, the accident occurred on the night of Tuesday, the 13th of February. So far this year, it's 2004, in approximately 50 days, the National Police has recorded the arrest of 44 individuals and the seizure of at least 1,415 packages of drugs, as announced by the entity in a statement. These police actions have been carried out throughout the National Territory. During the month of January, 689 packages of drugs were confiscated, and as of February the 18th, 726 more were seized. Regarding the operations directed against micro-trafficking, 2,458 raids have been carried out and 466 people have been arrested. On the other hand, it has been reported that so far this year, 362 firearms and 7,645 rounds of ammunition of various calibres have been seized in different operations carried out throughout the country. The trial of 32 people for the alleged commission of the crime of money laundering through the creation of offshore companies through the Mossack Fonseca law firm, scheduled for Monday morning, was suspended due to the presentation of a medical excuse by one of the defence lawyers. Sources from the judicial branch confirmed that Judge Baluiz Sammarquinez suspended the trial after the presentation of the medical excuse. It was also reported that another of the lawyers could not appear at the trial, although the reasons were not specified. This is the second time that the Panama Papers case trial has been suspended. Last November, the trial was postponed due to lack of legal assistance requested from abroad. The court established April the 8th to the 26th now as an alternative date for the trial. At least 19 people are under investigation for their alleged participation in a network dedicated to the usurpation of some 13,500 hectares of land in the province of Darien. These are former officials of the National Land Administration Authority, the Ministry of Environment, as well as surveyors and lawyers. According to the investigation carried out by the Public Ministry, this group facilitated procedures for obtaining property titles, pretending to be petitioners for possessory rights over parcels of state land and others that were occupied by indigenous groups. The investigation showed that with the help of surveyors, plans of the plots were drawn up to allocate them to third parties. Some were even already in the titling process by other people. The processing of the possession rights of the plots was achieved with the help of officials from Antai, Mi Ambiente, and while lawyers promoted the adjudication process. The lands were transferred in the name of companies that then sold them to third parties to convert them into livestock farms or for illegal timber extraction. The cases have been detected in the districts of Chepigana and Pinogana. Foreign currency earnings from tourism in Panama reached $4,992 million between January and November of 2023, according to the latest report published by the Panama Tourism Authority, the ATP. Now, this amount of money represents an increase of 16.7%, equivalent to an additional $712.7 million compared to the same period in 2022, when income of $4,280 million was reported. However, the flow of foreign currency has not yet reached the resource levels of 2019, prior to the pandemic, when the country registered an income of $7,049 million for the entire year. Currently, income is 29.17% below the 2019 total, which means that more than $2 billion would be missing to reach that figure and affirm that tourism has fully recovered. And that's it then. There we go. There's our look. Some of the local news items compiled for you on this morning's programme.